from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I was robbed. They tried.
You were robbed. Who was robbed? Who was?
What was that?
Welcome back.
Dylan, what are you watching back there? No, I need to worry about it. I'm management here, and I hear people being robbed and some kind of weird thing
Dylan's
into.
Get it under control back there, Dylan.
Oh, gentlemen, I am so freaking excited. The most wonderful time of the year. Week zero coming up on Saturday. Florida State, 11.5-point favorite against the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech.
That's Give me the Jackets.
That's going to be a noon kickoff. I'm so optimistic about Georgia Tech, but I don't want to get too optimistic. I know a lot of people have them winning about 6-7 games. I think they might be a little better than that, I
think. Time to push the chips in, Rob.
You got your quarterback, Haynes King, coming back. Haynes King's a problem for a lot.
He's a Jesse.
What does that mean, he's a Jesse?
That means he's a Jesse. It means he's a dime-throwing Jesse.
Dime-throwing Jesse.
He's a player.
Just getting it out there.
He's a player. Got SMU Nevada at 8 o'clock and over there at Old Turner Field, Center Park Stadium. Norfolk State, now FAMU. FAMU going to be bringing that band up here, I'm sure. Does FAMU still have the best band? Are they still regarded as the best band in HBCUs? Pretty
best
much.
Band
they're
in all
still
the lands?
Standard.
I don't know.
Are they still hazing like they used to? Remember, those years ago, that poor Atlanta kid, during a hazing incident, he passed away during a hazing incident involving them. I was like, wow.
Who'd you say is at Center Park?
Norfolk State and FAMU, Florida A&M.
Okay.
How about this? Delaware State and Hawaii at midnight.
Mm.
If I come home all hammered on Saturday night, I would turn that
off. Well, you know what those are.
It's college football.
Rob, you know what those are. For all the gamblers out there, that's when you've lost all your money all day.
Yeah,
you can hope to figure something out. One last swipe at this thing.
I miss the Aloha Bowl they used to play.
That's the name of their stadium, I thought. The Aloha Bowl.
But they used to play.
They're still playing in that crappy old stadium.
Yeah,
aren't they?
But they used to play. They used to have like an Aloha Bowl, and then they had a Honolulu Bowl as well. I miss the Aloha Bowl. It was always on Christmas Day. You could always watch it. Because I remember Tech played in it like back in the early 90s, like 91, 92, something like that.
I think they played in that one the year after they won the national championship.
That's right. Yeah, Sean Jones was still there.
They played Stanford, I believe, in that game.
But that's right. You know, it's so weird to go back and I was watching something on TV the other day, and it was like going through, I guess, ACC national championships and was doing the Tech season.
Boy, and that Tech team was loaded, brother.
They played Nebraska. Imagine this. You play Nebraska in the
Citrus Bowl.
Citrus Bowl, and you blow the doors on them, and yet people give a Colorado team with one loss and a tie.
And the fifth down.
And the fifth down a share of that national title. That just shows you how ignorant voters are at times. Oof.
Oh, speaking of Colorado, are they on upset alert? Thursday the 29th, North Dakota State, who's won 9 of the last 12 FCS titles. And North Dakota State's
playing them. I wouldn't want to be playing them, I can tell you that. I don't know. Look, upset alert's one thing, and I know they're going to have athletes. But, boy, you want to talk about a group of, and here I go again, Rob, Jessies. North Dakota State that just play the game with tenacity and you play the game as a team. Oh.
Didn't they beat Iowa a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
They've got some wins against that major program.
You don't want to play them.
Let me ask you a question. Does Deion leave Colorado for a better job, or is he fired at Colorado? How does it end there for him?
They're not going to fire him. There's no way. And it's simple. Well, it's simple math.
If it doesn't work well for them, if it doesn't go well this year, and then, you know, there's a lot of stuff about the toxicity around the program with players and everything. I just wonder how it ends there, because it feels like the shine's come off a little bit of that whole situation.
Of course it has.
Especially,
it always does. Yeah.
Well, and he chose not to speak to reporters, local reporters the other day. Like, it's a little bit, and I think he does it to, I think it's a marketing ploy in some ways, but it feels like it gets a little bit, like this everybody's against you kind of thing is I think it's far-fetched.
And then he makes himself a martyr. Go, no, you're kind of alienating everybody.
I don't think everyone is against him. I think honestly, most people, like in the media, along with a lot of fans that were fans of him as a player, want to see him succeed. I don't think that everyone, I don't buy into that everyone's against
him succeed, but I want it to be real. You know, I the whole thing where there's a hype around it, and you know, you get blown out by 30. I don't want to see that either.
Right.
But I will say this.
He made me want to watch Colorado Buffaloes football last year.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't think he'll ever get fired. Just from a sheer marketing standpoint. I mean, can you imagine? They had a game last year, and I don't remember if it was week 2, 3, or 4. It was the first 4 weeks, where you had Big Noon Kickoff from Fox and College Game Day both in town on the same day. You just, if you're a Colorado fan, there's no way you'll ever get rid, because the minute you win a couple of games in a row, you're always going to be back in the crosshairs of college football fans.
I think it's interesting to think about this. This is, you know, week zero, so you can talk about these kind of things, but where things go. I mean, I still think one of the best games of the season last year was Colorado TCU. That was one of the best games I watched all year.
Colorado State, that was a body bag game. That was like a battle scene from Braveheart.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
What is one of the things about college football this year that you still can't wrap your head around? Is because I have a couple of them that every time I think about college football this year, I'm like, golly, I'm not going to be able to get used to that.
12-team playoff, SMU and Stanford are ACC schools.
Right, I was about to say.
Along, you know,
and
like
Cal.
The fact that the USC and UCLA got to travel to
Oregon,
the
Ohio
North.
State's a conference game.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
And then add in, for me personally, the fact that Kalen DeBoer is going to be in Tuscaloosa is just, I don't think
that's weird, isn't it?
It is. And you add all that into the mix, and that's just five things we just named. It's still, all five of those, I'm like, God, that's crazy.
I don't think Florida gets a directional school in November this year like we normally do. I mean, it's just crazy.
That penultimate game where you schedule the cupcake.
Above the four Florida State, but, you know, the fact that Florida and Georgia have two of the toughest schedules I've ever seen on paper. Florida has the toughest, but Georgia's is not a slouch either. I mean, they play Alabama at home and Texas.
We got
and
Clemson
Austin.
A week from Saturday at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, I think all of those games were the first month and
a
half.
That's a heck of a run.
I mean, it's just,
well, that's what we've been craving. We want those games.
We want them, but it's then when you get them, you're like, whoa.
I'll go ahead and give you a tease from Mike Dupp. We got in Mike Dupp talking about college football, and that's in about an hour from now. A little under an hour from now, and I'm going to make a plea to Georgia fans. I've got a plea for you. I'm going to try to bring you around to what you are living through right now, because it is goes away quickly. I'll just say that.
Well, you've already given up on DeBoer, huh?
Don't know what you got till it's gone. All right, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Hey, let's hear from Terry Fontenot coming up next. He had a pretty good week last week, at least on paper. We don't know how it's going to transpire on the field, but, hey, all signs are pointing in the right direction for the Atlanta Falcons. It's coming up next on the Morning Shift. We are the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Sports Radio 92.9 again.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.